No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Today is the 22nd day of August. It is so good to be here with you. And this is a safe space. So if you've been on the outskirts, you've been wanting to go in somewhere to be seen, to be heard, to belong, and maybe someone made you feel unwelcome. Maybe somebody disqualified you. Maybe somebody made you an exception, or maybe you made yourself that. Maybe you're involved in something secret and shameful, and you just think there's no place for you. You are welcome here. There will be no shame for the broken. And the hope is that as the Word of God seeps past our mind into the pores of our body and our soul, that we will long to change. But we can't do that when we're shamed. We can't do that when we're disqualified and diminished and silenced and judged. Sometimes we're prosecuting attorney, defense attorney, judge, jury, victim, and defender all at the same time. That doesn't work. That works in a court of law. This is not a court of law. This is the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is a beautiful body of believers, of differences, difference of beliefs, difference of opinions, difference of theology, different stories, but so similar. And we're here for one common cause, and that is to hear the Word of God read out loud. And so we're going to do that. But no matter your story, I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome. Today we continue in the book of Jeremiah, reading chapters 46 through 48, and just a couple days left in the New English Translation. Jeremiah chapter 46. This was the Lord's message to the prophet Jeremiah about the nations. He spoke about Egypt and the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was encamped along the Euphrates River at Carchemish. Now this was the army that King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon defeated in the fourth year that Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, was ruling over Judah. Fall into ranks with your shields ready. Prepare to march into battle. Harness the horses to the chariots. Mount your horses. Take your positions with helmets on. Ready your spears. Put on the armor. What do I see? The soldiers are frightened. They are retreating. They are being scattered. They have fled for refuge without looking back. Terror is all around them, says the Lord. But even the swiftest cannot get away. Even the strongest cannot escape. There in the north, by the Euphrates River, they have stumbled and fallen in defeat. Who is this that rises like the Nile, like its streams turbulent at flood stage? Egypt rises like the Nile, like its streams turbulent at flood stage. Egypt said, I will arise and cover the earth. I will destroy cities and the people who inhabit them. Go ahead and charge into battle, you horsemen. Drive furiously, you charioteers. Let the soldiers march out into battle, those from Ethiopia and Libya who carry shields, and those from Lydia who are armed with the bow. But that day belongs to the Sovereign Lord of Heaven's armies. It is a day of reckoning when he will pay back his adversaries. His sword will devour them until its appetite is satisfied. It will drink its fill from their blood. Indeed, it will be a sacrifice for the Sovereign Lord of Heaven's armies in the land of the north by the Euphrates River. Go up to Gilead and get medicinal ointment, you dear poor people of Egypt. but it will prove useless no matter how much medicine you use. There will be no healing for you. The nations have heard of your shameful defeat. Your cries of distress fill the earth. One soldier has stumbled over another, and both of them have fallen down defeated. The Lord spoke to the prophet Jeremiah about Nebuchadnezzar coming to attack the land of Egypt. Make an announcement throughout Egypt. Proclaim it at Migdol, Memphis, and Tapanhes. Take your positions and prepare to do battle. For the enemy army is destroying all the nations around you. Why will your soldiers be defeated? They will not stand because I, the Lord, will thrust them down. I will make many stumble. They will fall over one another in their hurry to flee. They will say, "Get up, let's go back to our own people. Let's go back to our homelands, because the enemy is coming to destroy us." There at home, they will say, "Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is just a big noise. He has let the most opportune moment pass by. I, the king, whose name is the Lord of Heaven's armies, swear this. I swear, as surely as I live, that a conqueror is coming. He will be as imposing as Mount Tabor is among the mountains, as Mount Carmel is against the backdrop of the sea. Pack your bags for exile, you inhabitants of poor dear Egypt, for Memphis will be laid waste. It will lie in ruins and be uninhibited. Egypt is like a beautiful young cow, but northern armies will attack her like swarms of stinging flies. Even her mercenaries will prove to be like pampered, well-fed calves, for they too will turn and run away. They will not stand their ground when the time for them to be destroyed comes, the time for them to be punished. Egypt will run away, hissing like a snake. As the enemy comes marching up in force, they will come against her with axes, as if they were woodsmen chopping down trees. The population of Egypt is like a vast, impenetrable forest. But I, the Lord, affirm that the enemy will cut them down. For those who chop them down will be more numerous than locusts. They too will be too numerous to count. Poor dear Egypt will be put to shame. She will be handed over to the people from the north. The Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says, I will punish Ammon, the god of Thebes. I will punish Egypt, its gods, and its kings. I will punish Pharaoh and all who trust in him. I will hand them over to Nebuchadnezzar and his troops who want to kill them. But later on, people will live in Egypt again as they did in former times. I, the Lord, affirm it. You descendants of Jacob, my servants, do not be afraid. Do not be terrified, people of Israel. For I will rescue you and your descendants from the faraway lands where you are captives. The descendants of Jacob will return to their land and enjoy peace. They will be secure and no one will terrify them. I, the Lord, tell you not to be afraid, you descendants of Jacob, my servant, for I am with you. Though I completely destroy all the nations where I scatter you, I will not completely destroy you. I will indeed discipline you, but only in due measure. I will not allow you to go entirely unpunished. This was the Lord's message to the prophet Jeremiah about the Philistines before Pharaoh attacked Gaza. Look, enemies are gathering in the north like water rising in a river. They will be like an overflowing stream. They will overwhelm the whole country and everything in it like a flood. They will overwhelm the cities and their inhabitants. People will cry out in alarm. Everyone living in the country will cry out in pain. Fathers will hear the hoofbeats of the enemy's horses, the clatter of their chariots, and the rumbling of their wheels. They will not turn back to save their children because they will be paralyzed with fear. For the time has come to destroy all the Philistines. The time has come to destroy all the help that remains for Tyre and Sidon. For I, the Lord, will destroy the Philistines, that remnant that came from the island of Crete. The people of Gaza will shave their heads in mourning, The people of Ashkelon will be struck dumb. How long will you gash yourselves to show your sorrow, you who remain of Philistia's power? How long will you cry out, O sword of the Lord? How long will it be before you stop killing? Go back into your sheath, stay there, and rest. But how can it rest when I, the Lord, have given it orders? I have ordered it to attack the people of Ashkelon and the seacoast. The Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, spoke about Moab. Sure to be judged is Nebo. Indeed, it will be destroyed. Kiriathaim will suffer disgrace. It will be captured. Its fortress will suffer disgrace. It will be torn down. People will not praise Moab anymore. The enemy will capture Heshbon and plot how to destroy Moab, saying, Come, let's put an end to that nation. City of madmen, you will also be destroyed. A destructive army will march against you. Cries of anguish will arise in Horonium. Oh, the ruin and great destruction! Moab will be crushed. Her children will cry out in distress. Indeed, they will climb the slopes of Luhith, weeping continually as they go. For on the road down to Horonium, they will hear the cries of distress over the destruction. They will hear, Run, save yourselves, even if you must be like a lonely shrub in the wilderness. Moab, you trust in the things you do and your riches, so you too will be conquered. Your god, Chemosh, will go into exile along with his priest and his officials. The destroyer will come against every town. Not one town will escape. The towns in the valley will be destroyed. The cities on the high plain will be laid waste. I, the Lord, have spoken. Set up a gravestone for Moab, for it will certainly be laid in ruins. Its cities will be laid waste and become uninhabited. A curse on anyone who is lax in doing the Lord's work. A curse on anyone who keeps from carrying out his destruction. From its earliest days, Moab has lived undisturbed. It has never been taken into exile. Its people are like wine, allowed to settle undisturbed on its dregs, never poured out from one jar to another. They are like wine that tastes like it always did, whose aroma has remained unchanged. But the time is coming when I will send men against Moab who will empty it out. They will empty the towns of their people, then will lay those towns in ruins. I, the Lord, affirm it. The people of Moab will be disappointed by their god Chemosh. They will be as disappointed as the people of Israel were when they put their trust in the calf god at Bethel. How can you men of Moab say, We are heroes, men who are mighty in battle? Moab will be destroyed. Its towns will be invaded. Its finest young men will be slaughtered. I, the king, the Lord of Heaven's armies, affirm it. Moab's destruction is at hand. Disaster will come on it quickly. Mourn for that nation, all you nations living around it, all you nations that know of its fame. Mourn and say, Alas, its powerful influence has been broken. Its glory and power have been done away with. Come down from your place of honor. Sit on the dry ground, you who live in Dibon. For the one who will destroy Moab will attack you. He will destroy your fortifications. You who live in Aroer, stand by the road and watch. Question the man who is fleeing and the woman who is escaping. Ask them, what has happened? They will answer, Moab is disgraced, for it has fallen. Wail and cry out in mourning. Announce along the Arnon River that Moab has been destroyed. Judgment will come on the cities on the high plain, on Holon, Jaza, and Mepeath, on Dabon, Nebo, and Beth Diblathaim, on Kiriathaim, Beth Gamul, and Beth Meon, on Kerioth, and Bozra. It will come on all the towns of Moab, both far and near. Moab's might will be crushed. Its power will be broken. I, the Lord, affirm it. Moab has vaunted itself against me. So make him drunk with the wine of my wrath until he splashes around in his own vomit, until others treat him as a laughingstock. For did not you people of Moab laugh at the people of Israel? Did you think that they were nothing but thieves, that you shook your head in contempt every time you talked about them? Leave your towns, you inhabitants of Moab. Go and live in the cliffs. Be like a dove that makes its nest high on the sides of a ravine. I have heard how proud the people of Moab are. I know how haughty they are. I have heard how arrogant, proud, and haughty they are. What a high opinion they have of themselves. I, the Lord, affirm that I know how arrogant they are. But their pride is ill-founded. Their boastings will prove to be false. So I will weep with sorrow for Moab. I will cry out in sadness for all Moab. I will moan for the people of Kir Hares. I will weep for the grapevines of Sibma, just like the town of Jazer weeps over them. Their branches once spread out as far as the Dead Sea. They reached as far as the town of Jazer. The destroyer will ravage her fig, date, and grape crops. Joy and gladness will disappear from the fruitful land of Moab. I will stop the flow of wine from the wine presses. No one will stomp on the grapes there and shout for joy. The shouts there will be shouts of soldiers, not the shouts of those making wine. Cries of anguish raised from Heshbon and Elealeh will be sounded as far as Jahaz. They will be sounded from Zor as far as Horonium and Eglath Shelishia. For even the waters of Nimrim will be dried up. I will put an end in Moab to those who make offerings at her places of worship. I will put an end to those who sacrifice to other gods. I, the Lord, affirm it. So my heart moans for Moab like a flute playing a funeral song. Yes, like a flute playing a funeral song, my heart moans for the people of Kir Hares. For the wealth they have gained will perish. For all of them will shave their heads in mourning. They will all cut off their beards to show their sorrow. They will all make gashes in their hands. They will all put on sackcloth. On all the housetops in Moab and in all its public squares, there will be nothing but mourning. For I will break Moab like an unwanted jar. I, the Lord, affirm it. Oh, how shattered Moab will be. Oh, how her people will wail. Oh, how she will turn away in shame. Moab will become an object of ridicule, a terrifying sight to all the nations that surround her. For the Lord says, look, like an eagle with outspread wings, a nation will swoop down on Moab. Her towns will be captured. Her fortresses will be taken. At that time, the soldiers of Moab will be frightened like a woman in labor. Moab will be destroyed and no longer be a nation because she has vaunted herself against the Lord. Terror, pits, and traps are in store for the people who live in Moab. I, the Lord, affirm it. Anyone who flees at the sound of terror will fall into a pit. Anyone who climbs out of the pit will be caught in a trap. For the time is coming when I will punish the people of Moab. I, the Lord, affirm it. And the shadows of the walls of Heshbon, those trying to escape, will stand helpless. For a fire will burst forth from Heshbon. Flames will shoot out from the former territory of Sihon. They will burn the foreheads of the people of Moab, the skulls of those war-loving people. Moab, you are doomed. You people who worship Chemosh will be destroyed. Your sons will be taken away captive. Your daughters will be carried away into exile. Yet in future days, I will reverse Moab's ill fortune, says the Lord. The judgment against Moab ends here. Today, as we read, we're hearing a lot about the judgment of surrounding nations. We talked a little bit yesterday about the wording from God telling the people, why have you done this to yourself? Although God is the easiest person to blame, and we often do, if we remember all the way back to Exodus, and I believe again in Numbers, and then in the Psalms, we read that God is slow to anger. He is patient, but that does not mean that God does not get angry. Anger is an emotion. When we let it get to the point of rage and we're out of control, that's not good, but we are all human and we all experience anger. It's enlightening and encouraging to know that the creator of our being also knows what these emotions feel like. Why would we think that he's exempt? But if you've ever had someone scream at you and you have to raise your voice higher above them to be heard, because that's the only thing you know in hopes to be heard, and then all of a sudden that person points out how angry you are, disregarding everything that took place to get you to that place, that's a bit hypocritical. Been on both ends of that one. My own self, I've been the giver and the receiver of such behaviors. Am I proud of that? Absolutely not. But I am willing to admit it so that we can all come into awareness of whether or not we can relate to this. And so we remember, this is what God tells us to do. Remember that God is slow to anger. He is patient and he is kind. But does God have enough of sin? He does. And there are consequences of being held accountable to a promise that the Israelite people made to God, a covenant, a pact, beyond a pact, a covenant, and what God promises, he keeps his word. And so as we read the destruction of the surrounding nations, we have to realize that this is a good and faithful father keeping his word so that he can continue to be good and faithful. We want our cake and to eat it too. And we get that choice. But when we eat too much cake and become lazy and inactive because we are getting everything that we want, there are effects of eating too much cake. And they usually happen around the thighs, in the rear, in the gut. It's actually called insanity to repeat the same patterns and hope for a different outcome. Insanity. We go out of our mind. Why won't things change? Because we're not changing things. And relationally speaking, I need you to know that when you change things drastically in your life that need changed, the people around you that are unwilling to change will try as hard as they can to put you right back to where you were so that they do not have to change things. And you may lose some people along the way, and they may absolutely try to decimate you in your character, especially to people that you love, and they will not care if they divide you away from the people that you love and that love you. And I gotta tell you, it's hard, and it's lonely, and it's unfair, and it's unjust. And the tendency can be to just fall back into place, to make it seem easier, and to appease the people that want to hurt and don't care if they hurt you. Let me remind you that righteousness is right standing with God, pleasing people to appease their ego does not equate to right standing with God, regardless of what they might say. So as we hear these words of the judgment and the fulfillment of God's word to the nations, the surrounding nations today, may we ask ourselves, what are we waiting for? If we need to repent and return back to God, knowing that He is loving, He is faithful, He is just, He is kind, He is merciful, and He will forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So God, we thank You for that today. Help those of us who need to repent, to surrender our pride, to surrender our ego, to come into submission with You and Your will and Your ways, so that we can be right standing with You and You alone. Help us, Holy Spirit, help us and guide us, I pray. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base. That is the website. That is the free app. Take a look around if you haven't. Download it. Send it to a friend. Don't go through the Bible alone. You don't have to. It's fun to hear what other people hear and what God reveals to each and every one of them. And if you feel completely alone, you have no one to reach out to, reach out. On the community section, on the prayer wall, there are people all over the globe willing and waiting to reach back and to let you know that you are not alone in this life. We are celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible, and in doing so, we are giving back in different ways, returning to the roots of our music, returning to our love for coffee, and so we have done that in various ways. Thank you so much for your support through the music that Brian and I and Ezekiel have made, and our son Maxwell. And as we continue on this journey of using what we believe are the gifts and talents that God has given us, we thank You for embracing that part of us that was there before the Daily Audio Bible. And so we look forward to more of the same ahead. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or you can utilize the app, hit the Give icon up at the top right-hand section, and lastly, look for the Give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you'd like to share what you believe God has answered to the prayers of this community, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. Or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit submit. Turn that little wheel over to chronological on the app, and it will get to the right place. That is it for me today. I'm Jill. We will turn the page together tomorrow and head into the weekend. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
ABC, this is Walking in Hope in Texas. I used to be walking expectantly in hope and realized that often when you are expecting something, it may lead to disappointment. And don't want to be disappointed with our Heavenly Father, who intimately cares about the details of our lives. And even though sometimes it's hard to see that, I want to trust and be in hope that His word is true. And I do believe that. So, walking in hope in Texas. And I quite literally am walking. So I just want to say, I so look forward to our walks together. I'm so encouraged by so many of you that call in and share your hearts and your vulnerabilities and your prayers. So many of you call in and say, I am praying for those who don't call in and don't share their names. And you're talking to me. And I just want you to know that I also pray for you. So thank you. Thank you for being consistent, Jill. Thank you and your husband and your son and your daughter for this wonderful ministry that y'all have start together and continued on. Your faithfulness is remarkable and is truly a gift of what our Lord does for us. So thank you.
Hello, this is Daughter of the Silversmith, and I wanted to ask you guys to pray for me. I just feel really weak in my faith right now, and I know it won't stay this way. And you know, I wish I had a husband that led me close to the cross, but he does not. Lord will get a hold of him one day, but I'd rather expose the shadow that I'm in right now and have my family pray over me than sit here in it and the devil try to make it worse. So if you guys will please lift me up, I think my life would be easier right now if I had a husband that would say, this is what we're going to do, we're going to praise the Lord, we're going to do this. And yes, I do know do those things on my own, but I just feel so weighted down right now, so I'm asking my family of the DBC to pray and stand in the gap for me. I love you all. Bye.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kayla, and I've called in a number of times recently requesting prayer for me leaving for Navy Basic September 8th. I am excited. I am nervous. I know I'm nowhere near prepared, and I ask that you will just pray that the mighty hand of God will help me to be completely prepared, because I have a number of things that I still have to get done. And if I'm being completely honest, I'm really struggling with the motivation to finish out these things, because these tasks are not much fun, but they really need to be done. And so please join me in prayer for the ability to continue to push through. But just before I leave for Navy Basic. Thank you, and I do pray for the prayer request that I hear.
Oh, hello, hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on the part of the world you're hearing this prayer from. My name is Loveline, and I'm calling in from France, and I'm calling in to join my faith with the faith of our brethren that call in, asking us to pray for them. I want to burn a bush that can never be consumed. I had a prayer request this morning. You are asking God for wisdom that my property was taken in Africa. You are all girls, and I love the way you say you don't want to take a decision that you're sinning against God. We are praying for you. The Bible says, does anyone lack wisdom? Let him ask. And because you have asked for the right thing, God will give you all you need for this matter and for this case in the name of Jesus. Another of our sister calling that her friend Brian, or if I get the name right, has been on dialysis for 26 years. What a miracle. What a miracle. Is it proof that our life is in the hands of God? And He tossed it wherever He likes. He's the Lord that heals. And He chooses whichever means he chooses to heal, he's God. If you need to repair the spare parts, God is the God that creates. He knows when to start creating and he knows when to stop. If he chooses to heal through the doctors, we pray for wisdom and knowledge of God to be upon the doctors and nurses for the new ideas, for the new things to do for the healing of our mommy. And whichever way God chooses to heal, we are grateful, Lord. We are presenting our sister to you. We are with you, her children, her grandchildren that are coming. Give them that comfort that only you can give. Console them and be with them. Whatever way you choose to, he will use her as a point of contact, reaching every other sisters or brothers that are fighting for cancer. Lord, let your healing hands rest upon them in the name of Jesus. Grant the doctors and nurses wisdom. Grant our sister Pony Bush wisdom for the right thing to do, for the right decision to take. Take all that.